See, I did a Simpsons reference.
Oh, Walker!
I did it.
Family Guy.
What?
Everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, here with my co-host Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde. Folks, how we doing today?
Doing great. Ready to convince you of things that you didn't know you wanted to be convinced of.
That's right. It's called gaslighting, folks, and are your kids doing it?
No, because none of us have children.
This woman today called the shop. And was like, I got a message from Jeff that my car was ready. And one of our front desk ladies, our receptionists, they're not really receptionists. They work at the front desks, but they do a lot of stuff. And she was like,
administrative assistants.
There we go. One's office administrator. One's, I don't know her title. But she was like, hey, this customer called and said that her car was ready. And I was like, I did not call her and tell her that her car was ready. She said, I told her that because I looked at the notes. And she said, oh, so are you saying that I'm lying? I was like, all right, man, cool. And so later on, when her car was done, I called her and I spoke to her and I told her car was done. And I hung up the phone and I was like, hey, if that lady calls back, tell her that I never called her. And I was like, we're going to gaslight this customer.
I don't know what you're talking about. I did not call you.
Nobody's calling you.
Yeah. Mike, how's your day going? You're staying out of the heat. You're not going to the River Cats game tonight.
Not going to the River Cats game tonight. Tomorrow I'll be going to the River Cats game, but staying out of the heat, exactly correct for tonight.
Yeah, Mike is very funny in our group chat because he never talks. So it's always like, is Mike coming to the show tonight? I like looked up the River Cats game. And
like, there's
the
game.
Yeah, I said rut-row. And Walker, I'm about to get bullied by Walker, and then I'm going to ask how they're doing today because I'm drinking a Rockstar, baby.
Uh-oh.
Come on, man.
It's medicinal. I got up at 5 a.m. this morning.
Bad stuff.
Walker, you know what? I'll keep drinking that garbage.
I know.
How's your day going, Walker?
Yeah, it's been fine. I mostly didn't do much. So now we're going to do something. We're going to get something accomplished.
Woo! So we were going to talk about the Joe Mixon thing, but this was our takeaway. The Bengals were never going to cut Joe Mixon. It would have been nice for like people who invested in Chris Evans or Chase Brown, but that was not going to happen. So that's our official take.
Yeah, I'm writing a thread tomorrow that I'm going to post on Twitter. Why now is the perfect time to buy low on Travion Williams?
I hate you so much. We will see one of those. We will see one of those in the next 72 hours.
Yeah, probably.
All right. So what we're going to do today is we called the episode tentatively until we get a better episode title. Hello, Sharks. And what we're going to do is if you've seen Shark Tank, the show, not the giant aquarium full of sharks, you try to sell people on a product. And what we're doing is name unseen. We are going to present cases for players. And we're going to see if it's a convincing case for the player. So Mike Walker and I, part of the game is we don't know if we have the same players.
Yeah.
Right.
That'd be crazy if we did, actually.
That's part of the game. So we're going to start and we're going to, each of us are in turn going to try to convince the other ones to buy said player. And we'll see at the end who got the most players purchased. Who bought the most guys? So with that in mind, let's start the slave auction, folks.
Oh, gross.
I can say that because my first player, he's a white man.
He's a white man.
A white man? No!
What? White people is losing their minds.
All right. Hello, Sharks. Can I interest you in this quarterback? This quarterback was top three in deep ball pass attempts in 4 out of the last 5 seasons. Mm. The system that he's now in was top 5 in air yards last year and 11th in yards after the catch per completion.
Okay.
While only having one stud receiver. This receiver now has multiple options to throw to. Did I say this player?
You said this receiver.
Oh, sorry. This quarterback now has multiple receivers to throw to. Last year, he had one dependable receiver and one receiver we weren't really sure if he was good or not. This guy was top 10 in passing yards or passing touchdowns in each of the last three seasons. And this receiver is the highest drafted receiver he's ever thrown to. And he only finished top 10 once in 2022. So he's quarterback 14 by ADP, pick 113 overall by Fantasy Data. Sharks, can I interest you in this player?
So this is how we're going to do it. We're not going to say who the player is.
Nope. Well, at least this is how I'm going to do it.
Okay, that's fair. That removes bias. I can ask questions and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, you can ask questions. Okay. Could you imagine if on Shark Tank they were like, also, no questions?
Yeah, no, no elaboration. You will get my 2-minute spiel and that's it. So does he have a new offensive coordinator this year?
Yes, he does.
Okay. You said quarterback 14 ADP?
Yes.
Okay. New OC, quarterback 14 ADP, white guy.
A white man.
White.
Remember, you're not trying to guess who it is. You're just trying to see if it's a player that you're interested in.
Yeah, I mean, I would say you know what? Yes, I am interested. I am.
Mike, what are your thoughts on this player?
My thoughts are that his ADP is probably too low.
Too low?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you interested in this player? It sounds like you're interested in this player.
I am interested in this player.
This is a player that I have in the top 10 at the position. He is also the background.
Yeah.
Of my, it's Aaron Rodgers, folks.
Yeah. I thought I figured it out. And
yeah. Aaron Rodgers. I mean, the Jets were top 5 in air yards last year, 11th in yak per completion. Finished top 10, but he only finished top 10 once last year, and he's older than dirt. So, also, he's going to be on Hard Knocks.
Oh, the Jets are Hard Knocks this year?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, as usual, I won't be watching it, but
I will. Do you know what I will do? I will very excitedly watch the first episode and then half watch the second episode and then never finish. That is what I've done every year.
Pretty standard practice for Jeff to never finish.
Folks.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Got him. Okay. Yeah. So, sounds like both of you are interested in said player. So that's two for Jeff.
That is two for Jeff.
I just panicked because I found a USB cable and I was like, oh no, is my mic not plugged in? But this goes to. Oh, a USB camera. All right. Oh, there we go.
Don't need it.
Don't need it. All right. Who would like to go next? Mike or Walker?
Mike, you can go.
What am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to sell. You're supposed to have one of your three players that you picked out. And you're supposed to not tell us who it is and just sell us on this player.
Make a case for this player.
Right.
Oh, just, okay. I thought we were still stuck on Aaron Rodgers and I didn't know what we're
We're done with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers finished. We both said yes, which Jeff made a very persuasive case because I am actually out on Aaron Rodgers based on my projection.
Yes! That's why I didn't tell you who it was.
Okay, so I don't have a good that was really good, by the way. I don't have it nearly as detailed as that.
It's okay.
So this guy went from nearly being benched after the first week and really was not putting up much of anything at all. Trade rumors circled around trade deadline because of this guy. They were going to really just say, sayonara, you're not with us. You're just absolutely horrible. But he became the RB4 the last 6 weeks of the season. It plays in a very good offensive coordinator's or offensive schematic. Doesn't have much help around him, but was an RB4 in the last 6 weeks of this season.
Mike, does this player play for the Chiefs?
No, he does not.
Okay. I thought I figured out who it was.
So it's a running back.
It is a running back.
Okay.
It was almost cut.
I'm getting close to traded or cut, but then finish the season hot. Trying to look through my projections to see who this might be.
Well, we're not trying to guess who it is.
I know, but I'm trying to, but I'm not going to like shout it out or anything.
Okay.
I would say, unfortunately, I would say I'm out on this player because I'm always wary of players who come on really strong late in the season after struggling for the majority of the season. It seems like as a community, we tend to weight higher what happens at the end of the season, even though what happens at the start of the season is just as important as to whether you get into the playoffs or not. You know, this player couldn't help you if you didn't make it to the playoffs. And so drafting them last year probably wasn't a real great thing. I mean, I don't think it would have benefited your team. And I think those good weeks at the end of the season might have gone to waste. So I'm going to stick with out, but I could be surprised.
Mike, I do not want Cam Akers.
I figured you would, Jeff, of all the people would want Cam Akers.
No, I'm with Walker. I disagree that he has a good offense. I hope he has a good offense.
Good offensive scheme, he did say.
Good offensive scheme, that's true.
I'll give McVay that. He definitely does have a good scheme.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's kind of like the Shanahan one where you can just like kind of plug guys into it and it will work. Without Shanahan's kind of turns guys into stars a little bit more, but I don't know. It's the coming on strong at the end of the year, but I kind of like that. But not a ton, especially when you consider he almost got cut. That's why I was confused, because I thought that I was like, did Jerick McKinnon almost get cut? Because I know he was hot at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, is this guy on the Chiefs? I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you, Mike. Once I figured out it was Cam Akers, I didn't want it, but given his ADP, if you've given me his ADP, I mean, he's like 28 right now. So Cam Akers is actually in a position where I'm not going to say don't draft Cam Akers. So Mike,
I'm still going to say that.
I will draft him. I will take that, Mike. Walker says no.
I have Cam Akers at RB 37.
I have Cam Akers in the mid 30s as well at RB. Let me see where he is. Cam Akers is, oh no. Oh no. Hold on. Oh no.
I mean, this is the tier of players I have him in. Isaiah Pacheco, James Cook, Chase Edmonds, Brian Robinson, Jerick McKinnon, Cam Akers, Devin Singletary, Zach Charbonnet, Damian Harris, Jalen Warren, and Jeff Wilson. So I can wait a lot longer to get a player of his caliber.
Okay. Also, I checked on fantasy data because fantasy or 4-for-4 ADP is broken, and he is RB 23. I am out on that. I thought he was RB 28, but I panicked because I thought I was higher than the market on Cam Akers. I almost lost my mind. I have him 25, but it's in a group with Swift, Akers, Herbert, Swift, Akers, Gibson, Jamal Williams, Javonte Williams. And, you know, he's just kind of in the middle there. That's where the projections left him. So,
I mean, that's more normal than mine, I'll say.
Yeah. Yes. More normal. That's what we're shooting for, folks. All right. So I did Aaron Rodgers and Mike
One point to Mike.
Yep. One point to Mike for Cam Akers. And now we move on to Walker. Walker, sell us.
All right. So
sell me this pen.
No.
No.
So, hello, Sharks. Can I interest you in a player who last season had tied for the highest target, highest amount of targets of his career, caught 78 passes for 1,160 yards and 9 touchdowns, had his highest yards per touch figure of his career, all while playing with two different quarterbacks, neither of which played particularly well. This player is currently, let's see, make sure I don't get this wrong, wide receiver 18 off the board. And at, like we said, we coming off of a 78-1, 1160-9 season. He also only caught 59% of his passes thrown his way last year. His career mark is 3.5% higher than that. So if we project for a little bit of progression in that circumstance, then I think that this player is in for an even bigger season this year than they were last year.
So there's some things about this player's profile that I really like. Playing with two bad quarterbacks, or you said that didn't play particularly well. We don't know if they're bad quarterbacks, but they didn't perform well. Two quarterbacks that didn't perform well, still put up 1,100 yards. Did you say the most touchdowns of his career?
No. Well, I didn't say that, but he did have the most touchdowns of his career, yes.
Oh, I thought you said that.
No, I said he had the most, tied for the most targets and the highest yards per touch figure.
Oh, I don't. Oh, yards per touch must have gone into my brain as touchdown somehow.
But yes, he did have his highest touchdown figure ever.
See, look, I like your player so much. I don't even. I'm making stats for them, and they're correct. But what I like too is they're in the wide receiver 18 range, which we do, you know, in salary cap drafts and auction drafts.
Oh yes. Right?
One of the things we talk about is that's the range where you usually get a steal. And if this play, if you can get this player there, it sounds like this player. Will this player have one or multiple quarterbacks this year?
That's not the plan.
That's not the plan. Okay. I think I know who this is, but I'm not going to try to guess, but I like the profile. Okay. And I am interested in this player.
Cool. Sounds good.
After Mike goes, I will. Oh, Mike, I like your hat.
Oh, thank you.
Mike's got the Niners pride flag hat going.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's go.
Giants pride flag.
Yeah. Giants. Sorry.
No, that's okay. All right. But
I do appreciate that. Mike's like, I will never wear that hat. Because of the Niners, not the pride flag.
I will absolutely wear the pride flag hat. Only for the Giants.
Only for the Giants. Never like, for the 49ers.
It's like that, you know, that comic strip with the dog? Where it's like...
Which one?
Yeah, it's basically it's like the dog is asking, can I have thing? And then he says... No other thing, only first thing.
Yes, like, can I have money? No, only spend.
Yeah, so yeah. Can I have pride hat? No 49ers, only Giants.
All right, anyways, Mike, not to derail us, what how you feeling about that player?
I like him a lot. Sounds like he's very much of a key to this offense. So anybody that's a key to this offense, to the offense, I'm buying in on.
All right.
Sweet. All right. Walker gets 2 points for someone that I have derisively called Amari Cooper.
That's right. It is Amari Cooper.
It was the two quarterbacks. That's I was like, wait a second. Hold on.
Can I say another thing about Amari Cooper? Very commendable. He's played at least 14 games every season of his career.
Yeah. He's always around.
Always healthy. Always earns targets. Always scores touchdowns. He's gotten, if anything, better as he's aged. He's still under 30, and his quarterback should be better this year than he was last year. So I love Amari Cooper this year. I have him wide receiver 11.
Wow. Where do I have Amari Cooper? Well, these are running backs. That's not going to help me.
I have running backs. Weirdly,
I have him 21st. So in the same, I have him kind of with market, like Drake London, Keenan Allen, Amari Cooper are 0.4 fantasy points apart. So kind of all in that same range together. So all right, so two for Walker. Let's go back to me. Hello Sharks. I'm just gonna say it every time. Hello Sharks, can I interest you in a running back who has missed an average of one game per season over the last three seasons? So he's out there all the time. He's only missed one game the last three seasons. Last year, he was ninth in targets at the position, and he has an ADP of running back 44 at 126 overall. Now, he finished the season And in the past, he's not currently on the contract, but in the past, he had a top five salary cap hit on his contract. So this is a player who has been a player in the league in the past, top five at his position salary cap hit. He finished top 20 in five of the last six games, including two RB1 overall finishes last year. And he still is in the same offense, same weapons around him, in the running back room, same quarterback, but he did lose his offensive coordinator. Sharks, can I interest you in this player?
No, because it's the same kind of thing as Mike's player.
Okay.
Came on really late in the season. I have to assume that there's a reason why a player who came on hot late in the season is actually not being really valued by the public, because usually that's the other way around.
Right.
And so I'm going to hedge my bets that this guy just doesn't really have the role that he had last year.
What if I told you he's the exact same role he had last year?
What if I told you there's no way we can know that?
All right, so Walker is out. All right, Mike, are you interested in this player?
I am, because I think I know who it is, but if I'm
I definitely know who it is.
Does he have a good quarterback?
Oh yeah.
Some would say that.
Then I'm in. If he's a good quarterback, then I'm in.
Walker, who is it?
Jerick McKinnon.
Correct. Jerick McKinnon. He's in the exact same role.
My counterpoint is that he will be 31 years old.
That's fine.
I know he's been durable the last few years, and he doesn't necessarily play a role that is as taxing as other running back roles. I don't know. I don't see him getting any kind of consistent carries, and I don't think he's going to score a bunch of touchdowns like he did last year.
What if I told you that he has gotten the last time he had more than 81 carries was 2017.
Cool. Jeez. I mean, I haven't projected for 70. I also haven't projected for 70 targets. So
yeah, the last time he got more than 150, Barack Obama was president.
The halcyon days. But yeah, I McKinnon is going to be, you know, his ceiling is like the year J.D. McKissic finished in the top 20. But his floor is he's old and ineffective and gets replaced by Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I mean,
who is young and ineffective.
That's right. That's true. But he's got potential. He could be anything. He could even be Jerick McKinnon.
Jerick McKinnon, yeah.
I did a Simpsons reference.
Oh, Walker.
I did.
That's Family Guy.
What? Oh, yeah, it is Family Guy. Fuck.
Close enough. I'll give it.
Yeah.
You.
I mean, it's all the same thing to me.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Well, that's the episode intro. All right. Let's move on to Mike is going second in this round. So, Mike, what position is this player? Hello, Mike. What product are you selling today?
Hello, Sharks. I'm selling a 25-year-old product who is finally getting his opportunity after being pretty much the backup for the last 3 years. He has pretty much a backfield to himself. He could be the bell cow without any really competition. Okay. Finished the career high 84.2 PFF rushing grade, which ranked 15th among 61 running backs when he was on the field last season. And when he's been the guy, when his protege has been down, he's averaged 20 24, I'd just say 24 PPR points every time he's played the game.
I mean, that's impressive. I mean, I obviously when your starter goes down, sometimes the backup will get more carries because the difference between them and the third string guy is so vast that they just load the backup up with touches. But even if you project, like a 25% decrease in that, that'd still be 18 points on average. And
yeah,
I guess I don't really. What's his ADP like? Do you?
It's about RB20.
RB20. Okay. I mean, I guess I have to say I'm interested because it's. I mean, if you're going to get consistent double-digit points out of a guy who is in the RB20 range, that's really all you're looking for. You're not drafting a running back in that range to be a superstar. You know, you're drafting a running back in that range to be a solid RB2. And, you know, it sounds like, you know, based on your report to me, you know, I like it.
I am also interested in this player, yes. And I think I know who it is. The profile makes me more interested than the player name, but also people are slandering the hell out of this player everywhere because of using stupid cherry pick stats. Mike, who is this player?
Alexander Mattison.
Yes.
That's what I thought, yeah.
People keep talking about how Mattison hasn't had more than X number of carries in a career, his yards per game average. This guy was playing behind Dalvin Cook his whole career and was only getting like 5 carries a game because he was behind Dalvin Cook. You know, it's this like this idea that you can't be like the guy ahead of you can't be incredible. It was the same thing when Delanie Walker left San Francisco and people were like, well, he can't be good in Tennessee. Like, well, he didn't get targets because he was behind Vernon Davis.
Right.
One of the best tight ends in the league at the time.
Right. I mean, look, the only reason I'm out on Mattison is because I'm not projecting him for a huge touch load when he's never done it before. Because I only have him projected for 203 touches on the season, which with his middling efficiency numbers puts him at RB29 in my projections. Yeah. But if what Mike is projecting comes true and he ends up with, you know, more like 250 touches, then he goes right up there with like Jamal Williams. And that's, you know, right in that RB20 range. So then he wouldn't be a reach at all.
Everybody's floor is zero, but realistically, Madison's floor feels like RB28.
Well, I disagree, but I would say he shouldn't finish out of the top 36, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let me put it this way. His floor feels like middling flex. I just put a number on it.
Yeah, like 32, I'll say.
Sure. Yeah, we're saying the same thing. So, Mike, I'm going to be honest, you sold the player better than the player himself sells him, so...
Yeah, because I don't particularly care for Alexander Mattison, but you did a good job.
Yeah, I didn't know about the PFF grade, top 25% among qualifieds.
I couldn't care less about that, but...
PFF, Walker.
Yeah, it's PFF, man.
It stands for pretty fun facts.
It stands for piss poor football focus.
Yeah, it does.
That's PPFF.
Okay, it stands for... poor fantasy or football focus.
There we go. Perfect. Also episode title PPFF.
I'm just gonna let that one slide.
This is not a Patreon episode.
I know.
Let it go. All right. So that means Walker is up next with the current score of Jeff has 3 points, Mike has 3 points, Walker has 2 points, but Walker has not gone yet, so Walker is at a disadvantage.
Or am I at an
advantage?
No, I'm saying you're at a disadvantage in terms of the current point total because you've only gone once.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. All right, which one should I go with? Yeah, I'll go with this one. Okay, hello, Sharks.
Hello, Walker. I haven't seen the show. I assume that's what they do.
Sure. I haven't seen the show either. Could I interest you in a player who, in his best season, which was his age 26 season a few years ago, had 90 receptions for 1,374 yards and 9 touchdowns, and that's 15.3 yards per reception. has had 7 or more touchdown catches in 3 of their 4 seasons, and the 4th season only played in 5 games, is as healthy as an NFL player can possibly be going into this season, and has an upgrade at quarterback to, in my opinion, the best quarterback that this player has played with the entirety of their careers. This player is currently going as wide receiver 28 and pick 60 overall, according to Fantasy Data ADP. Would you be interested in this player?
So you said that they had 1 year where they only played like five
games. Yeah.
5 games.
Yeah, and the other 3 seasons had at least 7 receiving touchdowns.
Was the 5 the last season that he played?
Yes.
I don't know if I want this player if they've only played 5 games last season, for the last season they played. What's their the players around them compared to the rest of their career? I know you said the quarterback's the best one that they played.
Yeah, with. I mean, he used to play.
I don't know why I'm going gender neutral. He.
Yeah. he used to play with a star receiver across from him, I'll say, but not much else. And he's going to an offense that it doesn't have a star receiver, but it's more balanced.
Okay, so he could be the star receiver.
Could be.
Okay. What was the price again?
Wide receiver 28, pick 60.
I'm out on that price. I like the player sounds interesting, but I don't like that price. It's the 5 games that bothers me.
All right, Mike?
He's been healthy for his career outside of last year.
Yes, that's correct.
Was it a knee injury?
No.
I could be interested in this. This is fine.
Okay.
Walker, I have no idea who this person is.
It's Calvin Ridley.
Oh! That nice. Wasn't an injury.
Nope, wasn't an injury at all.
You tricky.
That's why I said he was healthy the rest of his career, because he absolutely
you
had.
You tricky. That's so, okay. I was out on Calvin Ridley. I'm out on Calvin Ridley at his price this year anyways.
So, yeah, I have, and obviously these are projections, but I have Calvin Ridley projected as wide receiver 12.
Oh, my God.
I love Ridley this season. Maybe the only thing that me and Frank agree on, because he's a big Calvin Ridley guy, too. But, yeah, I think, you know, Ridley's going to be really healthy coming into the season. We know he's a good football player. I think he's slightly better all around as a receiver than Christian Kirk is, so I think he'll be the number one guy in the offense. And I think Trevor Lawrence is going to take another step forward this year and become really one of the top 5 quarterbacks in the league, undisputed. So I love the situation, and I think the player is good enough to get a fringe wide receiver 1 season out of the situation.
While I wasn't in on the player, I think you did a good job of disguising who it was and made me intrigued on a player that I'm not super interested in by the name, because he wasn't that great in that 5 game sample size, which was a small sample size, but
and that it wasn't even last year. It was
2021. It was he didn't 2 years ago. Last year. Calvin Ridley's definitely in one of those, like, I would be very happy to see him do well this year, but I would also like to see that happen on somebody else's team. I'm not going to take that. I'm not going to dive in on him. It's going to be on Walker's team.
Yeah, it's going to, especially in Football Absurdity the Experts League, because I'll spend like $3 on him. And
three whole dollars.
Well, he's going wide receiver 28. That's like $2.
Yeah, that's like two or even $1 territory. Right. If
so,
the draft,
I mean, I'll spend up to $5 on him, no problem, because I think he's going to be good.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I saw a Experts salary cap draft today. It was one of the worst drafts I've ever seen in my entire life. Just.
Oh, yeah.
Nonsense. Just absolute gibberish. This is I don't feel like arguing with anybody, so I'm not going to say who I'm talking about. Just one of the worst drafts I've ever seen. I've drafted with this guy twice. If this guy's wondering if I'm talking about him, you were in my draft night out league the last 2 seasons. You were one of the worst drafters I've ever seen.
Wow.
And I will not say his name. I will tell you both after the episode. All right, so it's back to me. Well, 2 years ago, he drafted Jamar Jefferson.
Bad.
Last year, who did he draft that I was like, all right, this guy's just terrible. I forget. Anyways. All right. My last one. Walker, who is yours again? Oh, Calvin Ridley. I'm writing them all down. Calvin Ridley. All right. My last player.
And we're all tied at three, by the way.
That's right. Hello? I'm just not going to buy anything. I'm like, I'm not buying it. Not buying it. All right. Hello, Sharks. Hello. Can I interest you in a wide receiver who will take his first NFL snaps this season? He's going as pick 204 overall and wide receiver 48. He plays on a team with the most vacated air yards in the NFL. There's one player on the team that is one player in the receiving core that is returning that will likely have targets ahead of him, but the rest of the receiver room is wide open. In his second to last year in college, he played behind two first round wide receivers and still managed 55 for 79 for 916 yards and six touchdowns. He was a deep threat that year. Then his last year in college, he averaged 11.9. It would have been really impressive if he averaged 119 yards per reception. He averaged 11.9 yards per reception on a 72% catch rate on 133 targets. He had eight touchdowns. This year, he will have a new quarterback, a new head coach, a completely new system. I'm sorry, the team will have a new quarterback, new head coach, and a completely new system that in the past has produced multiple elite fantasy options in the same season with mediocre quarterbacks. Sharks, can I interest you in this player?
Played behind stars in college, was still pretty productive. Definitely, based on the stats you said, definitely the archetype is slot receiver. Because the yards per reception, even for an elite college player, not really that high. The catch rate's really high. Yeah. And eight touchdowns on 133 targets is pretty low. So and you said the price is what?
Pick 204.
Pick 204, wide receiver 48.
Also, to answer your question, in the slot, one third of the time.
Are you sure it's not pick 104?
I'm 100% sure it's pick 204. Because I looked it up right before we started recording. I will look it up again right now. Load more.
Because wide receiver 48 and pick 204 aren't matching up for me.
Oh, it's wide receiver 84.
Oh. Okay, that makes more sense.
84.
Wide receiver 84, and I just looked it up again. He is still wide receiver 84, but he's actually picked 224 now. Some of the data has uploaded. So he's going the price is going down. It's the opposite. The price of brick is going down.
Yeah, I mean, I guess at that price, he's basically free, and you've given a case where he has upside. So, yeah, I'll buy.
Mike, if I can entice you, he was a second-round pick.
Ooh, second-round pick. And he's going that late? I'll buy, sure.
Walker once famously said, Xavier Hutchinson might be the best player on the Texans, the best receiver on the Texans. But this is John Mechie.
Yeah.
Ah, John Mechie.
I picked a random player and tried to make a case for him.
Nice.
Well, it worked. He's fairly talented, I would say. Definitely.
His profile absolutely speaks better of him than he does.
Yeah. I mean, I worry that he's more of a slot guy, and they drafted two different receivers who both are slot guys in this draft.
Sure.
You know, Tank Dell being a tiny guy, so he has to play in the slot. And Xavier Hutchinson is best out of the slot as well. So,
I mean, personally, that sounds like a Tank Dell and Xavier Hutchinson problem. Because he only played out of the slot a third of the time in college.
I guess. It's.
I mean, he played the slot a lot when he was playing with Henry Ruggs and Jerry Jeudy.
Well, sure, but okay. So, but he played the slot a third of the time in college, and his yards per
catch
were not very good, and his touchdown production wasn't very good considering he was playing in the Alabama offense. I don't know. I see Nico Collins definitely being ahead of him.
Oh, 100%.
The offense, and it's not an offense that's going to score very many touchdowns, but that's why you don't give away the name, because you made a good case for a fringe guy. And, you know, even though I'm not really interested.
I got you suckers to buy him.
Did.
Yeah. All right. So I can't lose. I can't come in last because I got both of you. Ha ha. All right. Mike, let's get your guy.
So this
Say it. Say the thing.
Oh, hello, Sharks.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
How are we today?
Oh. I'm doing great.
Pretty good.
I sold a couple suckers and some John Mechie.
Did very good at that too as well. So this guy is an electric runner. He rushed for over 1,500 yards and scored 8 touchdowns, or 1,200 yards and scored 8 touchdowns.
I'm less interested. And when you ran for 1,500.
When it was 1,500, I was in. When it's 1,200, I need more information.
No way. He has three great wide receivers around. No, not three great. I would say three defined roles. This guy's a number one on pretty much any team. This guy's a number two on pretty much any team. This guy's a number three on any team. So the offense around him is solid.
Okay.
As good running backs behind him. And he went from basically an ADP of 18 last year. Now he's about an ADP of 6. So he's made tremendous strides over the last 2 seasons.
Okay. And can I ask how old he is?
He's probably 22, 23.
So he's young.
He's 24.
24. Okay.
Oh, he's old. Get him out.
So he's moved up quite a bit the last couple of years.
What are his catches like?
He probably would make a good receiver if he was a receiver.
So that means that's you're trying to tell me that they don't throw him the football.
He's a quarterback.
He's a quarter. What?
Yes.
I thought he was a running back. Oh my god! Plot twist.
1,200 yards and 8. Oh. Well, I mean. Of course, a quarterback with 1,200 rushing yards and 8.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in, Mike.
I'm in.
And that quarterback would be Justin Fields.
Woo! Walker and I are both in on Justin Fields. Scott Fishbowl, baby. And
Scott Fishbowl specifically. Woo!
Let's go. No, Mike, I like how you're like, oh, yeah, this is a quarterback. Walker and I are like, in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mike, how do you feel about Justin Fields this season?
I like Justin Fields a lot. He's going to be, I think especially with getting, they got DJ Moore. That really solidifies the offense as far as his weapon. So
can I say, if you do have not listened in the past, if you're checking us out for the first time this season, Mike endorsing a running quarterback means that quarterback is going to be really good because Mike does not like running quarterbacks.
I do not. I do not like running quarterbacks at all. But I really like Justin Fields. So.
Oh, man. Perfect. I love it. So Mike also has 5. So, Mike, if we just don't accept what Walker is saying, then we can tie for first.
Let's do that.
You would still tie for first, even if.
But without Walker.
Oh, okay. Well.
Walker would be in last. Okay, Walker.
So yes.
What do you got? What do you got for us?
Hello, Sharks.
Hello.
Hello. I want to let you know right now, I'm running out of cash. I bought this Justin Fields just now.
Okay. Well, that's a great choice, sir.
Thank you. Sucking up will get you everywhere.
Great. I'd like to sell you a wide receiver who has put up multiple 1,000-yard receiving seasons, who has had at least 9 touchdowns twice in his career. His career yards per reception is 15.7.
Woo!
He's coming off his best career catch percentage at 67.7% of his targets. And he has a new offensive coordinator who prefers to throw the ball downfield. So his skill set is going to be utilized better in the offense this coming season than it has been in the past. For example, in the past when he was used in this role, he averaged 20.4 yards per reception for an entire season.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
What's this going to cost us?
So his ADP, and again, I'd like to remind you, this is a multiple 1,000-yard receiver. He's had 10 touchdowns. His ADP is currently wide receiver 26 and pick 57 off the board. So you can get this guy with a late fifth.
Late fifth, multiple 1,000-yard receiver. And you said he has a new OC?
He has a new OC. Typically an aggressive one. Pass.
That was going to be my question. How's his quarterback?
His quarterback is young, talented.
Young and talented. And this guy is also young?
He's 28.
Okay. I'll take it.
28. Right.
Good.
So he's fine. He's prime. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, he's in his prime. It's probably one of the last years of his prime, but I'll take it.
All right. So
we all tied for first.
We all tied for first. I've sold you on Mike Williams.
I love the Chargers.
Yeah, Jeff wants like every Chargers player.
Give me them all. I'm going to grab Austin Eckler, Justin Herbert, not any of the other running backs. Quentin Johnston, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Gerald Everett. Give me them all. That's me eating the Chargers.
Jeff's going crazy on those guys.
I had a rock star, so I'm going crazy in general. No, I mean, Mike Williams rules. That's all there is to it. He's just got to stay healthy.
Yeah, I mean, I've got him projected, you know, as long as he stays healthy, I've got him projected for 130 targets. I only gave him a 60% catch percentage because they're going to be throwing downfield a lot more. But 78 for 12, 25, and 8 is my projection.
But what I'm hearing, though, is he's had multiple 1,000-yard receiving seasons in the past. He's had 10 touchdowns in a season before.
That's correct.
Some are calling him Mike 1,010 Williams. you're hearing it more and more, folks.
I've heard this before. It died off for a little while. It's coming back.
It was really strong for the first like 5 weeks last season. Then it got really quiet. Well, that was fun.
About guys I actually like.
We all tied for first. I like making a case out of thin air for John Mechie and then selling you suckers on him.
That was a good job.
Yeah. So to recap, I was trying to sell Aaron Rodgers. Where'd it go? Aaron Rodgers, Jerick McKinnon, and John Mechie. Mike was selling Cam Akers, Alexander Madison. I'm sorry, Walker. Yeah, Mike was selling Cam Akers, Alexander Madison, and Justin Fields. Walker was selling Amari Cooper, Calvin Ridley, and Mike Williams. So a little bit of a shorter episode, but that's okay. It's Friday night. So thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back next week in the Patreon feed. In the meantime, you can check us out at footballabsurdity.com. You can check out our Discord. Link to that will be in the description. You can check out Walker Big Daddy Drix on Twitter with an X. Big Daddy Drix is with an X. Twitter isn't with an X. Mike is RFL Red Zone, but all he does is repost the podcast episode when it goes up. And I am at Jeff Crisco, KRISKO. And please, I'm telling you, I was talking about Jackson Hinkle. Please stop tweeting at me that Joe Rogan is not far right wing. I know he's not far right wing. Please stop. Have a good one.
Bye. Bye.